Hey guys, it's Angel here at Barefoot is Legal Radio Talk Show, where we talk about taking back our rights and enjoying the barefoot lifestyle. If you feel like calling in and want to chat, please feel free to call in at 347-324-3704. And if you want to chat, push the 1 and I'll get to you as soon as I can. For real quick, we're going to take a real quick commercial break so that we can get our show going in just a minute.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Want to spread awareness to your neighbors, family, and friends about what is going on in our country today? It may be things you already know, like the large number of FEMA camps spread around this country to lock up citizens like you and me. What legislators are doing to strip states and people of their sovereign rights. Or legislation giving states the power to force vaccinate under a declared state of emergency. Do your neighbors understand what is going on? William Lewis Films offers the perfect tools to inform our population about this government's tyrannical shift from a constitutional republic to a despotic democracy. Films like 9-1-1 Ripple Effect, Beyond Treason, One Nation Under Siege, Washington You're Fired, Camp FEMA, Enemy of the State, Don't Tread on Me, Blood of Patriots, The Ron Paul Uprising, even 9-1-1 in Plain Sight, William's first production, are all available at williamlewisfilms.com. Get your DVDs today at williamlewisfilms.com. Educate against the police state.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
U.S. trade negotiators are pushing to complete the TPP this year. They're trying to keep it under the radar. The best way to stop the TPP is to drag it into the light of day. Right now, negotiators have appointed approximately 600 corporate lobbyists to serve as cleared advisors on the TPP, while refusing to release any of their negotiating proposals for public review. The corporate media is unlikely to inform the public about the TPP. We need to do it ourselves.
There are a lot of problems with Common Core. I don't even have time to go into most of them. But a step in the right direction would be to give local communities, teachers, parents control over their schools so they can design curriculums and standards to best meet the needs of their students and get the federal government out of education.
Hey guys, this is Angel and we're back here on Barefoot is Legal. And I hope that y'all are having a great week. I know that I had kind of a stressful week. It was finals for me. I did okay, not the best. I got B's. These were some tough classes this time. But That's okay. It's better than anything lower. I can live with it. Still having discussions with the college about how it is legal to be barefoot. The ridiculous thing they've told us is that we need to have something at least that they can pretend that we're wearing shoes, not that we have to wear shoes, which is kind of ridiculous. It looks like we have a caller, so I'm going to pull them on in. Howdy.
Hello again. I hope you know who this is.
I do, Proof. How you doing today?
All right. I got a few minutes here. I have to go get my parents in a little bit, but I have a few minutes, so I wanted to hang out again with you here for as long as I can. Once the other phone rings, that's it. I'm out.
Awesome. So how do your parents feel about you being barefoot all the time?
It doesn't come up in conversation. Usually we go to casinos out here if I take them somewhere, and it's that's one of those things I don't feel like arguing about. So anyway, I wanted to hear about your issue with the college. Well, what college is this, and how did they come across this rule?
We, my kids and I, go to Blue Mountain Community College. We all have different degree fields that we're going in. My youngest son goes barefoot everywhere. It can be snowing and he's barefoot, hot, he's barefoot, doesn't matter.
And he's in our group?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
He's in our group?
No, he's not. He doesn't like Facebook, so he doesn't he doesn't do that. He went in to take his exams, for his entrance exams, and they saw him and they wouldn't let him in. The concerns that I had was that FERPA says that you can't really discuss educational things in a public area in the school. You need to be in a closed room. And even when I was trying to explain, and he was trying to explain some of his health needs and his educational needs, they kept it out in public, which is neither here nor there. It's just to show that they don't really follow real tight at the satellite mm-hmm. office, real tight the
yeah.
common laws. And I told her, I said, you know, he can't wear shoes. He's got sensory issues. You know, what are we supposed to do? And she finally, we worked it out. He can come in with socks. He can come in with booties from the hospital. Just as long as they can pretend that he has shoes on, they don't care what's on his feet.
So that means he can put those barefoot sandals on then?
Yes, he could. And their reasoning was, if he steps on a paper thumbtack or staple and it goes into his foot, they could be liable. And I asked him, how can a piece of cloth keep something out of his foot? It doesn't make any sense. You might as well let him go barefoot. And they just said they just need to pretend that he's wearing shoes. So I'm actually in the process of speaking with the people in human resources at the main campus trying to work this out. Right now they're doing the avoidance thing, but that's okay. I'm persistent.
Well, they don't realize that, and for intents and purposes, if you tell me what job title you have with us, I'll vouch for it, and if we have to get you a toll-free number extension, we'll do it.
Okay, and if we need to do that, I can't do it very often, but I can take in, and I can do a few calls to different places. Like I said, I'm already doing that in this area. It's a very repressed shoe area.
No, I get that, but I'm saying that if you have to flex your muscle and say this is who I am, and if you get business cards and you have a toll-free number and an extension with a .org and you have an email address, all that together, they can't really argue because it looks as though you're professional about this, and you probably, once you show all of what you have and what you're involved in, they really can't say, well, what about glass or thumbtacks? Because obviously, you wouldn't have a toll-free number and a .org and an email address and a big website if we never thought of glass before.
That is true. That is very
so
true.
That's why I want as many different outlets as possible for what we're doing, is once you, it's like going to the National Cancer Society or whatever it is that it's called and asking them, how come you never heard of this? Or why don't you try radiation? Not that I'm a fan of radiation, but that's what it's like going in there. It's like if you're involved in a group, it's just expected that you know your research. If you say you're a supervisor or a manager or whatever, it basically means it's not your first rodeo, and you don't have to put me through years of old wives' tales and hearsay. So let's cut to the chase. I'm trying to save 15 minutes or 20 minutes worth of arguing.
I would appreciate that. So I think another thing is people forget, we've talked about, I remember when I was younger, can people have offensive things on their shirt, cursing or, mm-hmm. Whatever. And it was determined, yes, they can, because that falls under the freedom of speech laws. That's basically their speech. And I think that if we can get people to start looking at the First Amendment does apply to our feet as well as what we wear on our back, what we wear on our hats, as well as what comes out of our mouth, we can get places. So talking to people about this is a freedom of speech, this is trampling my First Amendment rights, it starts mm-hmm. opening more doors, which is pretty exciting. I keep waiting to hear about people who are religious. We have no religious affiliation, and I keep waiting to hear about people who use the freedom of religion aspect to be able to go barefoot, and I don't see too much of that.
Well, the thing is, and I'm okay, I guess, with using religious waivers, exemptions, or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more interested in sharing the legality, and if we provide all the evidence that we need and we say, look, if you need more information, you can call our toll-free line, and then we can patch you through to one of our management team. They don't need to know how big or small we are.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're calling a nonprofit group and you have a secretary that patches you to a person, then it doesn't matter whether we have a team of 10 or 10 million. It's all the same amount of professionalism.
Yes, it is. Everything has to start small. And this is exciting to see how this group has really formed and has been doing a lot of good. I really appreciate the work you've done.
Well, hey, I thank you for coming in here for a month or so and helping us out too. And it sounds like next weekend, I'm thankful that you're here next weekend, because I'm at my day job, and then right after that we're leaving to I am taking my first ever full 4-day week off of the radio, and I'm going on a vacation.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Thanksgiving week back in 2013, I took 3 days off, but I still worked that Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm officially, after 8 years of being on air, I'm out for the week.
Nice. Well, you deserve that. It'll be fun for you.
Well, I wanted to make sure that I left myself time for I want to meet people in Los Angeles, Orange County, the Anaheim area, and San Diego. So
yeah.
I want to team build for our members.
That would be a good thing. And California
right.
has so much where they can really, they're so big, they can really boost and help build our numbers just from the size of the state and how laid back so many parts of it are.
Right, and my big issue is I love meeting people. I like talking about our group. In my opinion, that's why we're successful.
Yeah.
The leadership comes from the top, and I don't mind getting out there and sharing about our group and what we do. And I know how to talk to people in a non-creepy way and actually make it engaging.
Yeah. That's a skill not a lot of people have.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
especially when it comes to something as taboo as feet, you know. I've seen so many things. Feet are nasty. You got to keep them covered. They're dirty. They're just, it's such a big taboo in our culture.
Right, and I come from a stand-up comedy background. I toured the country for 8.5 years back in the late 90s to very early 2000s. And so I've learned how to talk to people and be engaging. I wasn't on TV or anything like that, but touring the country and going on stage and learning how to engage people and talk is a skill that I'm very happy to have. And so,
yeah.
Obviously, the team building with the BIL starts with me. And whether it's obviously if something negative happens, there was an issue last night or yesterday, and I don't want to bring up too much about it, but I know that I was not around.
Yeah.
And by the way, while we're talking, is there anybody else that's looking to join us right now? I just want to make sure that I'm not taking anybody else's time away here.
I don't see anybody, no.
Okay.
There's one other caller, but they don't have they haven't pushed their button to say they want to talk.
All right. If you're out there and if you want to talk to me, I'll be here for a few more minutes. If you want to talk with me on the line, go ahead and press 1 now and I will go to you. Other than that, you're definitely welcome to call in after I'm departed here. And I lost my train of thought, but I wanted to make sure, because sometimes people might want to speak to the big kahuna here. That's where I was. There was an issue yesterday where I was at my day job, and I guess something negative came in, and there was some kind of minor issue and dust-up, which almost never happens. And like 7 or 8 people, I guess, got mad and left. And all I could say is when you join the group, there are people that occasionally talk about how they homeschool or they don't vaccinate their kids or they like meat or don't like meat or they hunt. I don't know what the issue is.
Yeah.
And if someone's offended, all I can say is, we have an admin staff. Angel's one of our admin staff. If you really need to talk to me, I'm around. Just at least give me the courtesy to be at my work, because I'm not allowed to use Spybook at work. I'm not allowed to call people. Obviously, I can't use my toll-free number at my work. And please give me the courtesy of getting home and understanding the situation so I can fix it instead of saying, well, proof endorses this because he didn't take this down yet.
Yeah. I know
that's all I'm asking. Just, we all have lives. Unfortunately, I work a job where I have no spy book communication whatsoever. And for those that don't know, that's what I call Facebook. I don't have internet access. I don't have phone access. So it's not like I endorse bad behavior. I just am not allowed to view it. And whatever happens while I'm gone happens. And I strongly urge people to, if they're that offended, just walk away until they know that they could reach me. Send me a Facebook message. I promise I'll respond the second I get home and check my messages. I'm usually good at being around basically every day, although, well, while I'm on vacation, I'll still be on. It's just that I won't be chained to a computer while I'm gone, of course. I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to say that I strongly believe in our group, and I'm trying my hardest to do things the right way. And if an issue comes up, and issues will come up, there's thousands of people that don't think alike.
Yeah.
So just please, if you can give me the courtesy of trying to understand what happened, instead of sending me nasty gram messages and says profanity-laced stuff about the group and all that and how you endorse it. I'm just not allowed to read stuff while I'm out, and
yeah.
I just think it's a little too much to ask.
I know the post you're talking about was removed quite quickly.
I don't want to bring up the details. I just want
no,
to bring
no,
up
I'm not.
The...
I'm...
Yeah.
I was just going to say, but I know all the admins, myself included, we, like you said, we do have lives. I can check in sometimes more, sometimes less. This last week I had finals. I only got to check in, you know, at certain times during the day. And
yeah.
So when we see something, we're pretty quick to jump right on it, you know, just because we do want to keep it family safe. We want to keep it so that it's not a lot of fighting, not a lot of profanities, not any of that.
Right, and I don't want to deter people into thinking that we do this on a regular basis, because this might come up in life once every maybe two or three times a year at the most.
Yeah.
If that. And
yeah.
I try my best to run things with a fine-tooth comb, and I even joked with some people earlier this week. I tend to be way too serious probably for my own good in the group.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a time and a place. There's a time and a place for laughing and joking.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm a former stand-up comic, and I just believe in our cause. And my biggest goal is I just want to see a whole community of people who think like us and want to inspire others and are doing things the right way.
Yeah.
And so part of that is diverting job duties to others and to try to get more people involved, because if everybody's waiting around on one person, our mission will never be met. So my biggest goal for my own self, we all know our strengths, so I decided to take on the hardest of our strengths, which is recruiting.
Yeah.
So that's my forte. Nobody can say otherwise, and not just because I'm the overlord or anything like that. I'm just saying that everybody knows that if you had to pick one person to help with recruiting and team building, that's me.
Yeah. I see your posts quite frequently that come up with, you know, how to talk to your friends about being barefoot, how to bring them into
yeah.
the group. Yeah.
Right, so yeah, I've developed a formula over the years, and I promise it works.
Yeah.
And so I believe that my job should be making sure that our numbers are growing, and it's also my job to try to seek out sponsors and try to push our goals and try to get more people involved, and then... Other people have other job duties. Like there's a small team that does the Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're part of the admin team. And I don't look at this ever as Proop's group. This is our group. And I want people, when they join us, to take personal pride here. This is their booth at the swap meet. This is their opportunity to say, see, friends, this is what I'm talking about here, and this is why I do this. And this is why I believe in what we're doing.
Yeah. And it comes through in the group. I know one lady posted yesterday, and she called it her barefoot family. You know, it's more like a group of people who are so interested in working together, for the most part, who are so interested in working together to push this forward in their own area. And it's very exciting.
Right, and that brings up something else here, and I guess I'm just going over my thoughts on how we run as a team today, and I apologize to everybody that it's boring news, I guess, but I figure I'm not going to be here for at least next week and maybe not the following week because Saturday, I don't know if we're coming back from vacation Friday or Saturday, so obviously if I'm on the road on Saturday, I'm not going to be on the line with us here.
Yeah.
But I believe strongly in our mission. I believe in our growth. And I wanted to mention one other point for those who are listening. I'm not endorsing any other groups to do with our lifestyle other than the ones I've mentioned in our Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want posts and stuff like that to be, hey, I started a group, and, oh, look, I started a group. Hey, me too.
Yeah.
What I think is more beneficial is we bring everybody to a hub, which is us, and once you get 5 active members in your area, and activity means people that will do something within our group or donate the $3 a month that we're hoping for. It doesn't have to be both. If you can't afford an iced tea at Olive Garden once a month, I just ask that you help us with whatever our group and you can agree on that is your strength to help us grow. We just need 5 members from your area doing that, and you can have a Barefoot is Legal chapter in whatever city or state you want it to be in. I don't care.
Yeah.
But just making 712 groups and everybody joining them, it really waters down what we're doing. I don't want to confuse people. And at the same time, if you're involved in 178 groups of the same thing and you're only in 180 groups total, it just makes it look like you're too one-minded and a one-topic pony. And being part of a good speaker and a good steward for our group is about being diverse in topics and being able to pull people that have no knowledge of our stuff and show them that we exist. Otherwise, if you just have all friends that do the same thing and involved in the same groups, you're not teaching anybody anything.
No, you're not.
And I'm all about trying to teach others. I'm about trying to stay as diverse as we can. And to me, that's what helps us grow, not, hey, proof, I decided to start another Barefoot group. That's like, well, what good is that going to do? I mean, a thumb up, I guess. I mean, if you don't like our group and you want to start another group to run things how you see that I'm doing wrong, I understand, but I would most be interested in working what we have and growing your group from within.
Yeah. Proof, we have a caller who wants to call in and chat, and it's also time for a commercial break. So I'm going to take a commercial.
I'll let you know right now. We can wait a few minutes on the commercial break. As soon as my phone rings, it could ring any second, so we'll go on until I leave.
Okay, sounds good. I'll pull this other person in then.
Yes.
Hi, how you doing today?
Just excellent.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, hi. What's up, Miss Angela?
Hello, Kevin.
Hey,
how has your week
what's
been?
What's going on? You know what? My week has pretty much been quiet. You know, I'm about to take a little vacation, sort of starting next week, and I honestly can't wait for that.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
It'll be nice to take my feet out these size 12 work boots that I gotta wear.
So where are you going to this week, Kevin?
Well, actually, not really going anywhere. I'm just taking a little break.
Hey, nothing wrong with this vacation. I'm going out to San Diego to hang out in a few meetups again. So, that's my agenda for this week. I work, but Saturday after work, we're out.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it's always good to take some time off. I encourage it. You know, especially me being in the military, because we earn 2.5 days of vacation a month. So over time, I've been letting it build up and build up. So now it's like, okay, now it's time to go ahead and burn some.
Yeah, one of the few benefits about my day job is I get 5 weeks a year because I've been there. In a few weeks, I'll be there 11 years.
Well, that's great. You know, because most people will get an average of what, probably 2 weeks minimum.
Yeah,
I would think. So at least now it's like right now I got so many days to use up. So this one for me will be the big warm, will be a small warm up for the one I'm going to take in like all of September pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, because here's the thing, September 30th will be the end of the fiscal year, and we can only carry 60 days of vacation when it used to be 75.
Yeah.
So before they changed it, I will always have like an average. I will average like, I want to say 80 something days. You know,
mm-hmm.
of vacation.
Yeah.
So basically, how it works is that if you have by the end of the fiscal year, any days that you have over 60. You're gonna lose those days, so I have to use them the days before I lose them. Because, I mean, for example, let's pretend today is September 30th, and I have 70 days. The next day come October 1st, I would lose those 10 days extra. So I gotta go ahead and use them before it's too late. So,
hey,
while
I'm here, Kevin, I wanted to ask you if what your thoughts are on. I wanted to label next Tuesday right to Dollar General Day, and some of us can use our physical snail mail, and some of us can email. But I want to write to as many. I want as many members to write to Dollar General as possible, just to see what happens. And who knows, maybe if enough of us keep writing and complaining that they won't get to their issues and they'll have to hire another person or two just to deal with us.
You know what? I have been seeing on the page a couple of people went into Dollar General with no issues despite the fact they have a shirt and shoes required sign. Now, of course, there is another Dollar General in my area that I went to only once and didn't have a issue, you know. So I think that, you know, despite the signs on some of these companies, I mean, it's like some people will enforce it, some people won't. Some people won't even really give a crap, honestly. So it's like either because me, if I'm just a regular employee, you know, and I see you walking in the store with no shoes on, personally, I really wouldn't even care. But then again, the next cashier, you know, will feel differently, you know, and I can't, for me, I can't even figure out what that is, but hey, you know, I mean, despite the fact that, yeah, they know and they're fully aware from the email that they sent me, that's fully aware of all the laws, liabilities, and all the websites to go to. You know, saying they to me, they're not going to change their policy. At least that's the impression that I'm getting.
Hey, Angel, if you wanted to try to grab a timeout real quick, now might be good. I'm looking at the clock, and I figure I don't want to waste a whole commercial break. I thought the phone would have rang already.
Okay, well, I'll take us to a commercial real quick.
All right, sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back.
Reverse. I like the way you grow it, no pesticides. I got to box it up. I like the way you grow it, so locally. I got to box it up. I like the way you grow it, with no GMOs. I like the way you twerk it, no diggity, no doubt.
We've got squash and peas, calling it a pack for all your bees. Melons you wanna squeeze? Yes, please. Yes, please.
Hey, now that plant looks good. I wanna grow it. I wanna taste it.
Hey, hey, my kind of girl.
Hey, 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 hey,
U.S. trade negotiators are pushing to complete the TPP this year. They're trying to keep it under the radar. The best way to stop the TPP is to drag it into the light of day. Right now, negotiators have appointed approximately 600 corporate lobbyists to serve as cleared advisors on the TPP, while refusing to release any of their negotiating proposals for public review. The corporate media is unlikely to inform the public about the TPP. We need to do it ourselves.
Solutions to Delusion. How do you do this? Well, join me every Friday night on the Delusion Solution radio show from 6 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 to 12 midnight Eastern Time right here on the Freedomizer Network, where we will be discussing and discerning the times by making sense of current events and bringing to light much-needed topics. Our calling number is 347-324-3704 to listen in. Watching with your ears and listen with your eyes. I'm your host, Tara Dawn, and I'll see you there.
Okay, guys, we're back with Bruce and Kevin on Barefoot is Legal radio show. If anybody else wants to call in, our phone number is 347-324-3704, and just push the 1 and I'll get you pulled in. So we've been talking about Dollar General and maybe doing a write-in campaign on Tuesday. Is there any more details you wanted to share about that?
No, just about, I guess let me just go quickly here, that our mission is to, if you get evicted from a store, go to a competitor either that day or within 24 hours and grab a receipt from the other store, and make sure if you're going to email, you make a copy and you scan it and send whatever store it is a copy of your receipt and tell them that you found a new store to go to.
Okay.
And And so I just feel that just in case they think that you are not going to stop shopping there, it shows that you're serious. So you just tell them that, hey, I was planning on spending $106 with your store today, and there's my phone. I'll call right back. I'll just let it ring. Let me finish my point here. But you show them, look, the other store wants my business, and they said I can come in, and they joked with me for a minute, and I spent $112 there. It's your decision if you want my business. If not, I'm happy to go to your competitor. And if enough of us did that, then obviously we'd get policies changed. The thing is that most people don't know their rights. They don't know that there's no laws against it. So they just blindly follow laws, and then you have the $10 an hour minions that believe their way to get promoted is to uphold little piddly laws like this. They don't realize that they're losing business.
Yeah.
But they think they're doing some good by getting rid of customers. So
yeah.
It's all an education process, and that's what I strongly believe in.
Yeah, that's all we can do. And, you know, like you said, the ones who are working the cashier, the front desk, they don't realize. And so being honest with corporate, when you talk to them or the managers, they usually listen. They're like, oh, that is my paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I know at Bi-Mart, that's what happened with us. And I explained to them, I'm remodeling a house that's 116 years old. I'm going to have to come in here quite a bit. We've got to paint. We've got all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And instantly, he's like, let me call. You can go into any store barefoot. Just because, you know, 116-year-old house remodel, that's right there. That's a lot of paychecks for a lot of people.
Right.
And a lot of stress for me, but hey. So
right. And so,
using,
and I promise you, for every store that says no, there's another 24 that says, hey, if they don't want your money, I'll take it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be here next week. I'm on the fence about being here on the 25th. And hopefully next week, Angel, you might be training a whole team and have
that
a whole team
good.
With you here. So thank you for being here, and I'm hoping that you're not a stranger. I'm hoping that you actually get a chance to call into my radio show, which for people that want to hear my show on Freedomizer, I run the Proof Negative radio show. I'm on 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, which is 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. I run through alternative news, independent politics, and health and wellness stuff, and lots of other freedom-oriented stuff. And if somebody wanted to talk about our subject on my show, that's cool. I'm not going to turn you away, but our primary show is here. So
yeah.
I'm hoping we can capture some of our BAL listeners to learn more about our organization, which is barefootislegal.org. I'm hoping that we can take people that are just hearing us for the first time. If you see what you like what we see or what you see, we're hoping that you take the next step up, which is either getting involved with either helping us with the cause on various projects that might be called for it, or if you have money but don't have the time, all we ask is $3 a month. That's basically that's an order of fries at Five Guys for the most part. A small fry is $3.29. We don't even want that much. We'll just take $3. It's an iced tea at Olive Garden. If you appreciate the fact that we have people on our team who will email and call businesses on your behalf to allow you access into stores, if you think that's a good thing, and we're working right now, I'll put the word out now, we're looking for people to help on our workforce team, because I want to show employers that we don't need nitpicky shoe dress codes either. And I want to show professional people that are looking professional, acting professional. The only difference is they don't have the closed shoes like a lot of other corporates think that is needed.
Yeah.
So if you can't get involved physically, we are hoping that you can at least put a few dollars in our bucket so we can get promotions done. We can get more health fairs and booth rentals. And also, for me, it's a big goal that if you want people like Nick and Micah and Angel and others to help on emails and phones, I think it's fair that if enough people chip in, that if you're going to be on the phones for us, we may as well pay your phones. That's the least we can do.
Yeah.
So if someone thinks that this is a good idea and they want to utilize what we're doing, I'm just – it's not mandatory. It's a suggested donation. But I think it's worthwhile, and I think it's fair that if you want to try to venture out for your freedoms and you might be in an area where you get evicted a little bit, just chip in a few bucks and one of our staff can assist you.
Yeah.
I think I've done all the plugging I needed to today. I was trying to work fast.
Good job. It was fast. I'll throw in a couple more things with your plug, if you don't mind, and that is there's two ways to do it. You can contribute monthly at $2.95, or you can do once a year at $31.95. I know in our house, if I can do once a year instead of a monthly, it makes it easier.
Yeah.
Just so I don't have to remember every month to take it out of my checkbook. So there are different ways to contribute. It's not just every month you have to do it. You could do it once and be done for the year. And, you know, we have a great group of people on the team that they bust their rump getting things done. They've done in the last week or two, they've gone from three letters of health departments to six letters. So they've doubled the amount of health letters
for
different states.
Right, and next we're going to need to get a driving section with all the driving laws for the U.S. and Canada. And like I said, I want to develop a presentation that I could take to employers. Because I just think it is sad when you could be sitting down at a desk job doing customer service, and the number one biggest rule is you can't show more than two toes unless you have a back on your shoe.
Yeah.
And it's just pointless. And they, unless we go to them and say this is what we want, we're not going to get our freedom. So we have to break down those walls. The walls aren't going to come down just because we look at them.
That is true. That is very true. But they are coming down. People are slowly becoming more tolerant of barefoot people. And slowly we're changing the mindset of people. We're not dirty. We're not homeless. We're not a number of different issues that people have with being barefoot.
Right. All right, well, let me get out of here. I'm going to leave you with Kevin's. And if anyone else wants to discuss here with the crew, please call in. 347-324-3704, and just press 1 on your phone, and Angel will definitely bring you on with us. All right, I am proof. I will see everybody either on Spybook or on my own radio show Monday. Thank you for handling business.
Have a good weekend. Enjoy your parents.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys. So I had an interesting discussion with my son as we went to our what they call the county landfill, and that is, where are places you don't wear or that you choose to wear shoes just because it's nasty? For him, even though he does not wear shoes any other time, you take him to the county dump, and he's putting shoes on because it's just nasty. So that's my question. Kevin's, is there a place that you choose to wear shoes when you're off work?
Well, I mean, once I get off work, I mean the shoes stay off pretty much. I mean, I don't really go to too many places, you know, unless I really have to. I mean the grocery store is pretty much obvious, you know. In this 'cause up here we have what is called we have Food Lion, we have Farm Fresh, we have the famous Kroger. I remember some time ago I went to Kroger barefoot for the first time, and of course no issues, and I did it again a few weeks back, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, and I'm not sure if the employees noticed. You know, I was honestly trying to stay out of their sight, kind of sort of.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, but still, nobody said anything, and I think was it yesterday? I believe it was yesterday or the day before that. I was just recently into Dollar Tree.
Uh-huh.
You know, and of course, I'm wearing shorts, so it's like completely obvious. And after I checked out, you know, of course, but yeah, thank you for shopping. Have a nice day. You know, I'm not sure if the cashier even noticed because you know,
really?
Like I said, I'm in plain sight. Pretty much. There was another time I'm in this same Dollar Tree walked out, but there was an employee vacuuming the rug or whatnot, and the employee didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I have, and of course I'm scrolling through the page as the show is going on. There are a lot of people who are still saying, you know, I'm in a grocery store or something for the first time ever, you know, saying, and I'm like, great, do more.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday I'm looking. And this person, don't remember their name, but posted saying that her daughter was excited to go into Dollar General for the first time barefoot, you know. And as we know, you know, Dollar General is one of those places, but you know it is what it is.
Yeah, that is true. I know I took my mom into town a couple weeks ago. I was really excited. She felt well enough to go out of the house and make the hour trip into town. So to celebrate, I took her to Wingers, a restaurant that serves chicken wings in this area. And I was like, I'm going to try it. I'm leaving my shoes in the car. I'm going to try it. And I was so impressed. We went in there barefoot. They seated us. And they asked if they could put my mom's walker somewhere so she wouldn't have to worry about it falling over or anything, and the girl helped me fold it down, looked straight at my feet, and didn't say a word. I was so excited. I was dancing at the table, well, in my seat, of course. And, you know, I was dancing in my seat, going, Mama, Mama, we're in Wingers without shoes. I kind of thought I was nuts for a minute.
well, you know, it's like for and I was like this when I started. You really do get all shy and nervous and stuff like that, which is normal, which is completely normal. I remember some time ago, I was off on Saturday, so I decided, you know, it's a beautiful day. I'm just going to go to the mall just because. Didn't intend to shop, just to walk around, which is all I did. So I sat down on the bench outside because I was like completely I was nervous.
Yeah.
was actually shy and nervous and stuff like that. So after about 30 to 45 minutes, I'm guessing it was, just really doinking around pretty much, I said, you know, let me just go ahead and do it. So as soon as I walked in, it was like, so my intent was not to draw attention to myself or to my feet. So basically what I did, I was browsing. I was acting like I was shopping, just browsing around, you know, and stuff like that. Man, I even went into the shoe department of all places for whatever store it is that I went into, you know, just browsing around in the shoe department, because I think that the shoe department is probably one of the most likely places where they won't say nothing, because they're under the impression that you're trying on shoes.
Yeah.
You know, so then I walked into Dillard's. Then I stopped at this tiny little shoe department. I guess one of the ladies, I'm not sure if she was a store manager or not, I didn't get a good look at her tag. So she was how the conversation went, but I think it went somewhere along the lines of I think she told me that I can't be in there barefoot, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, why? Well, she's like, oh, it's dangerous. And she reached down in the carpet and pulled out one of those little pins.
Yeah.
You know, and she was like, well, I think she asked me, are you going to buy some shoes? I'm like, no, I'm good. And I just walked out.
You know,
but other than that, nobody said a word, you know. Then I thought about this, because I remember before I started going barefoot, I was in that same mall, and I saw one lady, one young girl. She was walking through the mall barefoot with her friends. You know, and vision and thoughts like that makes you think, oh yeah, if they can do it, I can do it too.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all a matter of small steps. Matter of fact, last Sunday after church, I went to this restaurant called Red Robin.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you ever heard of it in your area, but it's called Red Robin. Went with my church members, again, nobody said nothing. I don't think they even noticed.
Nice.
You know, going back a little further, the first restaurant I went into barefoot was Applebee's. It was 2013. It was military appreciation night, and I only went because I wanted my free meal.
Yeah.
You know, and I ran into a couple of coworkers by accident. So one of them asked me, now of course it is November and the weather started changing, you know. So this person asked me, where are your shoes? I was like, I'm wearing my birthday shoes. You know, yeah, that's my answer to everything. Yeah. So remember that when someone asks you that, you know. So what it was, I went in, had dinner, whatever. Again, hey, nobody said anything. Now, and I read, and we all read stories where people were having issues at restaurants. So far, I haven't. Whether it be Taco Bell or McDonald's, you know, I haven't had no issues with restaurants yet.
Yeah. You know, we didn't have really any issues before we moved to this area. We've lived in two main places, and we lived in Eugene, and then we lived over in the Coos Bay area, so on the Oregon coast. And both those places, we could go in stores, we could go in restaurants, even the nice sushi restaurants, and they would ignore my sons, both of them barefoot. Then when we moved over here, all of a sudden, it was just this whole fight all the time to wear shoes, you know, not be able to wear shoes. I've never experienced such resistance to our lifestyle than I have over here. It's amazing that we used to do restaurants all the time, no shoes, and here, not so much.
Oh, okay.
It's weird. You know, like I said, I wouldn't have understood the battle. In fact, I wouldn't have found barefoot as legal if we didn't have the constant fighting over, no, we're not going to wear shoes, with people in this area, if it wasn't for that. So, I mean, that's a good thing. That was good. But it's interesting.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting. And for me, I'm trying to figure out, and I still want to do some more research, because I'm trying to find out who even invented shoes in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, and as because I'm reading my Bible, like I do every night, because where it says that, now of course after Adam and Eve sinned, you know, they made themselves of aprons out of fig leaves to hide their shame.
Yes.
You know, but then after that, God made them animal skins, made them clothes or whatever to cover their shame. So not, as I'm reading them, keep reading them, like, he made them clothes, but he didn't say that he made them shoes.
I've never seen it in there.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, yeah, shoes are man-made, but basically shoes go way further back than we thought, because going to Exodus chapter 3 and verse 5, where he told Moses, take off your shoes, for this is holy ground. So somewhere between after Adam sinned and that verse of scripture right there, shoes came into being at some point in time in that sequence. But I just now I'm starting to see that I don't think that we were meant to wear shoes, you know, because I'm thinking that people have went hundreds or even thousands of years without shoes, so
yeah.
You know, but at the same time, you know, people still think that is gross and nasty and disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, let's say like on a ship, for example, you know, it's considered like totally gross to go into their bathrooms without shoes, because they could be pissed on the ground and stuff like that. You know, and of course, conversations like that I wouldn't even engage, because number one, urine doesn't harm you in any shape, form, or fashion.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
sterile.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, and some people, you know, accidentally step in dog poop. You know,
mm-hmm.
but now at least if I'm walking through the grass and I step in poop, you know, yeah, I could completely wipe it off, but in shoes, probably not so much.
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah, you know, because
we have
saying?
To have good traction so we don't slip, so it gathers all that. Oh. Mm.
Exactly true. Okay, it is 2:35, so we're going to have to take a break and be right back.
Sounds good. We'll be back in a few.
All right.
U.S. trade negotiators are pushing to complete the TPP this year. They're trying to keep it under the radar. The best way to stop the TPP is to drag it into the light of day. Right now, negotiators have appointed approximately 600 corporate lobbyists to serve as cleared advisors on the TPP, while refusing to release any of their negotiating proposals for public review. The corporate media is unlikely to inform the public about the TPP. We need to do it ourselves.
Lindsay Williams on Freedomizer Radio.
Seems things are happening so fast now. And again, I want to thank you for the privilege of allowing me to be with your audience and with you tonight. Everyone out there in your listening audience, they should listen to you every single day. Don't you miss a program. Lord bless. Everybody set that spiritual house in order. It's the most important thing out there. Thank you, and good night.
Are you sick of being a chump, lied to by politicians and businessmen alike, watching as the world slowly burns, as trillions of debts racked up under your grandchildren's names? Hi, I'm Ben Lucifer Bernanke Cochran. I'm asking that you tune into my weekly radio show, The Patriot Power Hour with Lucifer Bernanke, each Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern on Freedomizer Radio. Look, I'm not trying to sell you anything here. I just need your help fighting these banks just scum. The sycophants behind all the wars, failed healthcare system, I mean, they own all the mega banks, all the mega corporations. They own the media, of course. They've already conquered most of humanity, really. And their juiciest final target. Well, we're next. America's next. So I'm not going out without fighting. So join me Thursday as I use my background in finance and risk management to decode breaking news and developments, all while helping to prepare you and your family for the future waves of financial terrorism that are sure to come. Thursday nights, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home for the Proof Negative show.
Hello? We're back.
Yes, we are.
I was, we live out in a small town. It's very rural. And I was actually thinking the other day, because we had a traffic jam, and we don't go to town very often, but when we do, it's fun. But we had a traffic jam, and it sounds crazy to say that you have a traffic jam in a rural area, but for our town, it happens to be instead of cars, it was a cattle drive going down the road. So it was more entertaining. But I was thinking, all these people that drive to and from work, they wear shoes, and they get stuck in traffic jams, and it must be so uncomfortable after a hard, stressful day. I couldn't imagine, one, living in a city that big, and two, not driving without my shoes off, anymore living without it. And I just thought it was an interesting thing, just to be so blessed to be able to just slip off our shoes and just live life. And, I know that's kind of probably stupid, but it's just such a blessing to fill the earth, to fill the grass, even to fill the gas pedal and the brake pedal, when we're doing the mundane daily activities that we have to do in life. It makes it so much more aware. I'm so much more aware of what's going on in my life and where I'm stepping, what I'm doing. And even to an extent on how I deal with people, I have to be right there in the moment. And I really think it's because, for me, because I'm connected to the earth, because I'm right there with people, standing on the same ground, working together. And it's such a neat experience. So if you've never gone barefoot, now's the time to try. We have a bunch of people. Kevin's is a great encourager on our group on Facebook that, really, really encourages people and is a great wealth of information as far as learning how to get out there and just do it. That's all I wanted to say on that one.
Well, it's kind of to start this transition from shoes to barefoot. It is not the easiest thing in the world, at least in my opinion. Cause I know it wasn't easy for me, especially since you've been since you grew up all your life wearing shoes because you thought that wearing shoes was normal. And your parents, and I'm sure that my parents would they'd be quick to tell me, hey, get some shoes on. Your parents, not just my parents, but anybody's parents, get some shoes on, get some shoes on. I went out last night, and I was fellowshipping with some people that I just met, and we had, you know, Bible study and all that other stuff. And afterwards, I saw this lady's baby. He probably, I want to say 2, maybe 3 years old, running around barefoot. So she was telling me how she can't keep shoes on him. One time they were in a store, he like completely lost his shoes all the way somewhere in the back,
yeah,
of this whatever store that they were at. So say I told her that, hey, you know, shoe barefoot is more healthier anyways.
Yeah.
You know. So now I see that that not only barefoot is natural, but is normal as well. You know, and there's nothing unsanitary or disgusting about it, and people still seem to forget that hands spread germs, not feet.
Yeah.
So it's like if that's the case, then why is everybody so hell bent on making people wear shoes? So why not make people wear gloves?
Yeah.
I mean it's like, it, you know, you still got people coming out the bath not washing their hands. You know, but you go into the store to be like, oh, you know, if you cut your foot, you know, we're liable and all this BS. But okay, but so if that's the case, then I should probably wear gloves too, because hey, I could still cut my hand on your shelf.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe I should wear a helmet because something might fall on the top of my head if I'm not careful, knowing that I'm not going to even reach that high without asking for assistance first. You know,
yeah.
So being barefoot is like, it is so much more relaxing, it's so much more comfortable. You know, and of course, I heard, you know, people talking about at least on the page, you know, that like, and we talked about it too, about if the ground is like blistering hot. I mean, my weather report says we're supposed to be in the 90s today.
Yeah.
You know, so I started thinking about that, I'm like, does anybody notice how the dirt and the grass really doesn't get all that hot like the asphalt?
No, it doesn't. On a hot day, there's nothing better than going out in the grass and just, oh, it feels so good compared to the hot day.
Listen, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, here's another thought. How is it the white and yellow lines on the concrete don't get hot?
Yeah.
For that question, I'll never find that out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going with that theory. You know, so as it is, barefoot is just better. If I was, I feel that if I had my own business or I'm working straight out my home, you know, that would be absolutely perfect. You know, or even if I had my own company, my own business, or whatever. You know, I would tell my customers. I mean, not my customers. I would tell my employees, hey, you know, I'm not going to force y'all to wear shoes to work if you don't want to. You know, now especially if you have an office job. You know what you really need shoes for? You know, only because somebody might say, oh, it's unprofessional to walk around the office barefoot. He says who?
Yeah, why? What rule made it that way? It used to be that it was improper for women to go without corsets. Well, thank God we don't wear them anymore. You know.
Yeah,
it used
to
be improper.
Yes.
Women had to wear dresses. Well, shoot, you know, long dresses. I'm glad I wear my shorts when it's 90 degrees outside.
Oh yeah, exactly. Because I mean, yeah, you can wear what you want to wear. There's no, you know, it's like in church. I grew up thinking that you had to wear a suit and tie every Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
You know, but yeah, I grew up. I never asked that question. You know,
yeah.
But I figured. I'm thinking, okay, that you had to wear it because everybody else was wearing it. You know,
okay.
and now since I changed churches and stuff like that, you know, I see my pastor come to church in casual clothes, and it was like, oh, okay, I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah.
you know.
Now, I was the opposite. I grew up thinking that people didn't wear suits to church, but my parents were pastors, and we catered to lower-income people and dealt with the homeless quite a bit. So I just thought it was, okay, some people shower before they come to church, and others don't have access to it. First time I saw a church with suit and ties, I just about fell out of my chair with how spiffy everybody looked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another, because normally, for women, high heels are normal.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I'll see a female, you know, kick her shoes off in church and whatnot, you know. So as I'm starting my barefoot journey, you know, I started to pull back, because I mean, I wasn't a complete barefoot at that time. I started to pull back from wearing my sneakers and my dress shoes to my sandals. Those zero shoes, you heard of those?
No, I haven't heard of those. I will look them up.
Oh wow.
We don't watch TV, so I haven't heard of a lot of things.
Oh well, you're not gonna see it on TV. There's no commercial for it. Just go to zeroxeroshoes.com and look it up. So basically, I bought the first pair that they ever had, and I had to make them.
Yeah.
You know, and so what I did is that I started wearing those to church. Then after a while, I started to I went from that to I think a couple of times I wore regular flip flops to church, and I started to kick them off, you know, because I'm the keyboard player at my church, so I started to kick them off. You know,
yeah.
when I realized that nobody really cares, you know, I figured why not go for it? You know, I was talking to this person on Facebook. You know, this person was like, I don't think bare feet goes good with dress clothes. So this person was like,
yeah.
Well, just wear bright colors. Like, okay, I'll give it a shot. So,
yeah.
So I was brave. So put on my brave pants on, and I was like, okay, go. I'm just go ahead and do it. And without a second thought, just go ahead and do it. And my pastor came up to me. He talked about, you don't wear shoes no more. I was like, well for work I do. No, he
yeah.
was like, oh, I just want you to be comfortable. You know, my pastor's always encourages, you know, be yourself and be real.
Wow, you know,
I
haven't heard of many pastors like that. That's cool.
Yeah, so right now my church, right now, because we're a small church, they know I come barefoot in any way. They don't talk about it. They don't think about it. You know, because that's not what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, too many people now, they keep focusing on your appearance instead of trying to get to know the person that you are on the inside. I mean, who cares if you wear shoes or not?
Yeah.
I mean, is your life your choice?
Yeah.
you know, and too many people now are parenting each other.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, just like in the stores, to be like, yeah, you know, there could be glass, and I want to get hurt, and yada yada yada. You know, that's something I'll tell a 6 year old.
Yeah.
You know, but however, you know, that's the way it is. I mean, I'm more comfortable being barefoot. You know, it doesn't bother me, at least now it doesn't, you know, that your feet will get dirty. You know,
yeah.
you if I wanted to carry around some wet wipes, I would. You
yeah.
know, and also bring up another argument is that when you come home, how many people really take some hot soapy water and a scrub brush and scrub the bottom of their shoes before they put it in the closet?
I have never met a person who does that. I know when I wore shoes,
yeah.
I didn't.
You know, you're right, and I don't eat now. Not every once in a while, my wife will wash her sneakers, you know, in the
yeah.
laundry. You know, and as it is right now, I mean, she's not a fan of it. You know, but hopefully one day she'll accept it. You know, I gotta pray to God on that one. But you know, and there's another one that you probably haven't heard of, Sue Kinney's bare bottom shoes. You heard of those?
No, I haven't. No, wait a sec. Are those the shoes that? No, I haven't heard those. I'm sorry. And you said Sue Kinney's?
Yeah. Look, just go to barebottomshoes.com.
Okay.
And you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Now of course, now I also see on Facebook that a lot of people are making their own barefoot sandals.
I've seen that. My kids have asked me if I could make some with them.
Well, you know what? I tried to do a little something with some ordinary shoestring.
Yes.
I try tie it around my middle toe and like basically try to tie it around my foot. You know, so basically, you know, anybody can make some barefoot sandals. You just have to experiment.
Yeah.
And, you know. You know, so I would say, you know, if you choose to, hey, take some string, and experiment. You know, it might give you some ideas.
We talked
you know,
about doing it on
now,
a paracord. That way, you always have a little bit of extra if you need something when you're out and about and you get stuck. But these shoes, these bare bottom shoes, those would be easy enough to make with just some cloth you have lying around.
Yeah, you know, cause for me, anything to get the quote unquote shoe police off your back.
Yeah.
You know, I one time went, cause I live here in Virginia Beach. I went to this one mall, you know, just to walk around and stuff like that. And I was talking on the phone to a friend, and one of the mall cops came to me talking about you need to wear shoes. It's mall policy, whatever she said. So you know, okay, whatever, because you know I'm not I didn't know how to handle confrontation at that time.
Yeah.
So what happened was she followed me all the way out the door. Now,
oh my gosh.
Yes, she followed me out the door. She probably think that I was gonna ignore her and go the other direction. That's my assumption. But she literally followed me out the door.
Yeah.
You know, so I went to my car. I think I had my pair of sandals. I think I had my sandals at that time.
Yeah.
So and the bare
Now the bare bottom shoes, and let's be honest, they're really not. It's just a name. They're really not shoes at all because the sole, it covers your foot, but the bottom of your foot is exposed.
Yeah.
You know, some time ago, and I think I said this. I went to a WWE SmackDown event, but a couple of years ago, I went to the same event, and I went to the the so-called long line after I got my ticket. I went down to the ticket booth, got my ticket. One of the employees said, "Hey, where are your shoes?" I was like, "I'm wearing my birthday shoes." And I walked away, got upstairs, got through the line, and this lady said, "Oh, you can't be in here with no shoes on." You know, I didn't even ask why, you know, because I wanted to get in and catch the show. So I went back to my car, put my bare bottom shoes on, got inside, and when I got inside, got to my seat, I took them right off.
Well, yeah.
So in a way, I was still barefoot, you know. But however, this goes back to what we be talking about before, when you have you always had that one employee that say something, you know, and everybody else does say something, you know, especially in my most recent encounter where that lady said, where some lady told me, "Oh, it's private property. If we have to wear shoes, you have to wear shoes." And
yeah.
Now I'm trying to figure out who in the world told her that.
It doesn't make sense. It's a real disconnect between logic and, I don't know, logic and what she's thinking on that one.
Yeah, believe me when I say she would have never been able to provide proof or documentation of that, you know, because I got the letter from the health department saved on my phone. And all the laws and liabilities from barefootalliance.org, I copied that. Actually, I took a picture of that with my phone and saved it. So now it's like, now I'm trying to prepare myself, you know what I'm saying, for the next time I get confronted and just show them this, you know.
Yeah.
That's about, you know, the hey, it's not illegal. I'm not breaking any laws.
Yeah.
Okay, this is about the time that we're almost at the end of the show. We've probably got maybe 60 seconds or so, because as Proof always says, the show is going to stop whether we're on or not, you know. So whoever's listening out there, thank you for listening, and we hope to catch you next week. And for you new people, take it slow when you start barefooting. Miss Angela Davis, any last words?
No, just we hope to see you or hear from you next week and see you on our Facebook page. We have a great group of people who will help support your barefoot lifestyle. So, Kevins, thank you so much for joining us. It makes the radio show so much better when you call in.
Thank you.
Awesome. All righty, guys. Well, we'll see you next week.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.